Cheers if you want.
What's up?
So first of all, I talked to your goalie coach and your coach. I want you to give me some quick X's and O's. Give me a little, we've talked so much about your makeup up here. Give me something that you're doing better now on the ice, something that you know is better now than it was 4 or 5 months ago. Is it easy enough to put any finger on anything? There's got to be something.
Yeah, sure. I think reading the play, I mean, that's not really an X's and O's thing, but I just understanding maybe more so the game in front of me, you know, where I have to be in certain situations. Obviously, if you get in front of the puck, it's a pretty good chance, you know. I mean, but it's those second and third chances. It's, you know, the screens, the tips. You know, especially at this level, guys are more skilled, you know, as you go up the pyramid. And I think I'm putting myself in better positional situations. And I think reading the play in front of me as it transpires, I think that's way better than it was 6 months ago. I mean, so I think I've taken a huge leap in that regard.
With the time off, from a goalie standpoint, do you kind of see it as a little bit of a difficulty to be a week between games? You want to try and stay in a groove more?
I think there's two sides to that. I mean, obviously you want to take your rest. You know, it's the playoffs. I mean, we've been lucky to only play seven games, you know. So, yeah, you definitely want to have your rest, but when you get on the ice, you want to have good habits and bounce right back into it. And I think Coach Colleton does a great job of emphasizing that, you know, especially today. Having a day off tomorrow, you know, he's given us plenty of rest. So, yeah, I mean, it's a double-edged sword there, really. But, yeah, I think as long as you have good habits, you know, when you get back out there and you're preparing, you know, before you get back on the ice, you know, I think you're doing everything right.
You had a rough start, man, to this year. Even sure. In Indy, a little, you know, just some rocky waters. Was that good for you?
Yeah, sure.
He thought it maybe might have helped, might have done something.
I mean,
might have clicked in there.
I think on the outside, you know, if you look at statistics, yeah, you could say, yeah, rough start. But in reality, it was a learning experience. You know, it's if I can lessen that transition time between levels, you know, I think obviously the first year for a goalie is, you know, if you look back at a lot of development track of goaltenders as they come up the ranks, the first year is, you know, big learning experience coming from college or maybe even juniors. I think the goalies that are able to have a huge impact early are the ones that can lessen that learning curve. You know, so I think when you have a good support staff around you, it really helps. Like having Obbs and Kinger, Brookie, Jeremy, like all those guys, like it really helped kind of lessen that time for me. You know, I mean, I had to learn those lessons, you know, playing in Indy. You know, that was definitely a good time for me. I mean, it's a good organization there, but, you know, you want to keep climbing the ranks. You don't want to grow complacent. So to be where I am now, I'm just thankful that I did learn those lessons, you know, early and had those failures and trials perhaps because, you know, I probably wouldn't have the same perspective where I am today if I hadn't gone through that. So,
who knows?
Yeah, I mean, hindsight's 20/20 now, but, you know.
When you look across the ice and you see, you know, in goal for them is Mike McKenna, a guy who's got numbers pretty much identical to yours in the playoffs and is playing at a high level, does that give you extra motivation to kind of, you know, still, like, lock in and play at a high level to try and out-duel their goalie?
I don't know if I really believe in motivation from outside sources, you know, especially like that, because I think it's the drive that you have within you. You know, it isn't something that people instill in you. It's kind of innate. I don't know. I think I'd like to say it's more, it's good to see and play against an individual who more so has been, not even looking at his numbers, but being in the league for as long as he has, you know, having the longevity that he has in his career, you know, to watch, you know, maybe be great to battle with him, you know. And it's not about, you know, necessarily battling goalie to goalie, but, you know, as we look back and analyze tape, you know, maybe take some things away and you know, learn what I can from him. But no, I don't think any extra, you know, motivation, knowing our numbers are the same. I mean, that's not even a thought in my mind, really. I mean, numbers are secondary. The only really number that matters right now is wins. So that's where my focus is at.
Don't need that added motivation. Got enough right now.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, the motivation for me, I mean, I hesitate to even call it that, but it comes from, you know, the experience this year, you know, where I was at the beginning of the year to now. You know, I think it's a reward, you know, to be in this situation, and I'm grateful for it. You know, I'm tremendously grateful for it and don't want to take it for granted. I mean, how many chances do you get, you know, to play playoff hockey in this situation? You know, some players play, you know, for a great long time and they never have this opportunity. So I think we're very, you know, fortunate to be where we are, and we're going to do everything that we can to close this out.
How nice, or maybe not nice, how helpful is it that you're in an organization that's kind of got that goalie tradition of working their way through this
pipeline.
Route, the pipeline, yeah. It's obvious. I mean, right. You can't hide it. That's got to be nice when you came into this organization, seeing that, and I know I asked you that early on, but now here you are kind of in the middle of it, too.
Sure. And I mean, all the guys that have been through this organization, from goalie standpoint, I mean, I know Darryl's a little bit, skate with him in the summer, and I mean, he's a tremendous guy, you know, so I think the organization brings good quality goaltenders in, you know, and not just guys that can play, but guys that are good in the community, guys that are good off the ice, take care of the things that they need to, you know, prepare the right way. And, you know, I think that just kind of bleeds into, you know, this is just how we run it here. You know, I mean, that's a certain standard that the organization has set by, you know, recruiting these players and having them come up. So they kind of really, those individuals lay the framework, you know, for generations to come, so we can stand on their shoulders, you know, and kind of, you know, do our best as well.
Playoffs and postseason can be kind of stressful, and what do you do when you have this time off to kind of get away from the rink and decompress a little bit between games?
I think not viewing it as stress in the first place, just being happy about it. I mean, I think at the beginning of the year I was stressed because I was worrying about, you know, the numbers and, you know, I have to play like this, I have to be like this, but at a certain point, I told myself that I was rather be happy doing what I love than, you know, stressed out. So on our days off, we really just kind of enjoy each other, you know, hang out with each other. Some guys, you know, operate a little differently, but, you know, I like to, you know, go on a little drive or something just to kind of get my mind away from the rink. I mean, some guys like to go golfing. You know, I have a few hobbies here and there. I took up like leather working and leather crafting, so I make like just wallets and backpacks and stuff. So I mean, it's a good time-consuming process, but it's therapeutic, you know, to work with your hands and do something creative and shows progress. So just stuff. I mean, that's kind of quirky, you know. That's kind of probably something that's unique to me for sure. But you know, I know a lot of guys play video games. That's probably more of the common theme, but. I don't know, and it just like cooking, you know, that's another thing that I do, just kind of take my mind off being at the rink. I mean, it's good because, you know, when you cook at home or go out to get groceries, and when you cook at home, you kind of take a little bit more pride and care, I think, in what you're putting in your body, you know, because it's like a direct source, you know, it's just not picking something off the menu and guessing what's in it, you know, so you control all the parameters of, you know, what you make, so. That's become one of my hobbies as well, so that's something that I do in my off time.
Sure. Last thing for me is, have you played in playoffs before? I'm assuming down to the juniors or whatever.
Yeah.
Have you been in some long playoff runs like this before?
My first year of juniors, I wasn't playing. I think I played one game in playoffs, but we won, it's called the Robertson Cup, the North American Hockey League, my first year of juniors. And so that was a pretty special group of guys, and I see a lot of parallels, you know, to that group and this group as well, and just the way that people interact with each other and get along with each other, you know, it's like it's a brotherhood almost. I mean, that sounds cliche, but it's true. I mean, you know, you fight, make up, you know, you battle with each other every day, you sweat, and just nothing like it in any other, I mean, probably a lot of other sports, but nothing else that I've ever come across is that similar feeling with, you know, a group of guys, so.
But you weren't the starter then.
I wasn't, no. But I mean, just to be experience that, you know, and watch, like, what it takes, and then to finally put it into action, you know, it's pretty special to finally be, you know, behind the reins a little bit, you know, and I think I appreciate it that much more, you know, looking in, you know, when I was younger from the outside, especially in playoffs, in college. I think only played in college maybe 3 playoff games. So in my first year, our senior was lights out. Second year, our freshman beat me out in playoffs, and he was playing well, and we rode him, and he deserved to play. And my last year, we lost in the first round. So it's been 3 playoff games in the past 3 years. Like prior to this year,
more than doubled it now.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, right. it's just fortunate, you know. I mean, it's bonus hockey. You know, I think I said that before, and I don't mean that from the standpoint of like monetary. I just mean it like, you know, we're getting to play like more hockey. So I mean, I'm thankful. You know, I'd rather be doing this than playing golf right now. You know, I can tell you that for sure.
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe your game's better, but
it's been a while.
Appreciate it.